Thank you for listening to this message from Southwest Baptist Church in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. We are a church family desiring to point people to the glory of God. We are committed to equipping and encouraging one another in the faith and evangelizing our community together. If you want to learn more about Southwest Baptist Church, visit southwestbaptisthavasu.org. Now for this week's message from Pastor Rob Westlake.
Going to begin in verse 17. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 17. Nehemiah says, "Then said I unto them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us, and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." What a great text to look at this morning as we think about this idea of rising up and building ultimately for the glory of God. That is the purpose that we have established here at Southwest, that our desire is to direct people to the glory of God. Now, many of you have recognized the change on our wall. It no longer says equip, encourage, evangelize. That does not mean that is not the way we are going to fulfill or try to work out our purpose. We are going to continue to use those avenues to direct the people of Lake Havasu City, to direct each one of our hearts to glorify God in everything we say and do. Now, I don't know if you are like me. I do hope if you've been a part of Southwest Baptist Church, you would be able to resonate that statement. What a great year 2021 was for us. Now, we saw God do a lot of great things in our midst, and we're going to talk about that next Sunday afternoon in our vision cast, but let me just help us to see this transition from 2021 into 2022. In March of 2021, when we arrived here, we introduced this theme from the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 16. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And God gave us the opportunity throughout the year to focus each month on one piece of the building, or we might use Paul's terminology as we did on our Wednesday night Bible studies, the body of Christ, the possibility that each one of us are part of the body. And we took month in and month out the opportunity to talk about how God and Jesus has strategically put each place or each piece into his building, and he's used each piece for a specific purpose to help us be a part of God's process of building up the church and seeing the gates of hell not prevail against it. As we zoomed in on those specific pieces, our focus then moved to God's equipping, to God's encouraging, to God's moving, and to God's work through each one of those pieces. And so we recognized over and over again those words, I will build. That promise that Jesus Christ was going to do a work and build his church to the very last moment, recognizing that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. And I would say, I truly believe with all my heart, we saw God do some things in our midst that moved Southwest Baptist Church forward as a part of God building up his church. And so we move backwards this morning into the Old Testament. And we're going to take the time this year to work through in our Sunday morning services the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah and look at this theme and transition from the idea that Jesus said he would build to then the responsibility that God places on each one of us to rise up as a part of that process and build. And so I'm excited about moving forward into this transition. And we're going to look through Ezra, and we're going to look at Nehemiah, and hopefully identify ways that God would help us to be a part of the building process and see that God has given us a responsibility to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, as Paul would say to the church at Philippi. So what I've been praying about since early October, maybe mid-October, is that you and I would see this year that God did everything to build back the temple, to build back the city of Jerusalem. God has done everything to put the right pieces in place at the right time to bring glory to God as people watched God build through people. So notice in 2022, as we move strategically to look at our work, we are looking at our work through the power of Jesus Christ. Let's not leave that statement, "I will build." There is nothing that you and I can do for the glory of God in our own strength. You and I are not going to rise up and build and do anything great if we leave that idea that Jesus is the main source and power of the building. And so you recognize this morning the opportunity that we have to move through the influence of Jesus Christ and rise up and build. So I want you to begin to ask yourself this year, what is my responsibility in Christ? What am I gifted to do that I might be a strategic part of the building process? Two great questions to start 2022 and move forward from there. I love a line from a coach that I once heard. He made this statement in a pregame speech: "You are in a fight between will and strength." If I can change that just a little bit for us this morning, I would say that we are in a fight with will and skill. Sorry, you are in a fight between will and skill. We are in a fight with will and skill. This morning, that is the concept that we are going to look at from Nehemiah chapter 2. It is the will to rise up. It is the skill to build. I have mentioned several weeks ago that we went and saw the new Spider-Man movie. And one of my absolute favorite lines from all the movies really combined is a line from Uncle Ben and now more recently from Aunt May that simply said to Peter, "With great power comes great responsibility." Now, although we can see that concept of that line woven all throughout Scripture, I believe we can specifically see it played out in Ezra and Nehemiah. God placed leaders, as we'll see in the book of Ezra, like Cyrus, king of Persia. And then we'll see leaders in Nehemiah like Artaxerxes. He placed them in their place of authority at that right time that he could move them to allow the Jews to do a great work for God's glory. We then as well see that God empowered his people to bring glory to him. We see God equipped men like Ezra, Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and Nehemiah at just the right time to lead a group of people out of captivity back into their homeland so that they could build strategically for the glory of God and so that they could work in such a way that those that would come behind them would see God for who he is. What you quickly realize then, as you move through chapter 1 of Ezra and chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Nehemiah is that there was also a great responsibility on the part of those leaders and a part of the people who would follow those leaders to rise up and move according to the leading of God. And so what I want us to see this morning is that you and I have to be fully dependent on the power of God. I will build. And then fully move, aware of God's responsibility that he's placed on our lives to rise up and build. So let's look at the two parts of this theme, and we'll start with the first two words. Number one, God calls us to rise up. If I have paid attention over the numerous times that I have read or listened to Ezra in Nehemiah, you find mentioned in Nehemiah four times this phrase, rise up, and you find it four times in the book of Nehemiah. We saw two times in the book of Nehemiah in the short text that we read from chapter 2 this morning. So look again at verse 18 with me. Nehemiah writes, "Then I told them of the hand of my God, which is good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken to me. And they said, would you say those six words with me? Let us rise up and build." You see that statement there, rise up. Now, I know that hopefully outside the four walls of this church building, a lot of us would love to forget much of 2021 and just press forward into 2022. But don't ever forget about the moments where we saw the hand of God in our lives, because that's going to be where so much of the motivation for rising up in 2022 is going to come from. These two words, rise up, are that will part of that statement that coach made. We are engaging, we are challenging, we are motivating our will through the power of the Holy Spirit to be a part of God's work. And so, as we think about this motivation, as we think about this engaging our will to rise up in the work of God, this excitement to rise up has to start, letter A, with God's calling. God's calling. God clearly called Cyrus to do something. God clearly called Ezra to do something. God clearly called Nehemiah to do something. And God is clearly in 2022 calling Southwest Baptist Church to do something. You and I simply must pay attention and realize what he is calling us to do. Now let me just give you a couple ideas real quickly this morning. As the people of God in general, our ultimate calling is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. What we recognize as we think about glorifying God is God's work to show himself for who he is in this world. What we recognize then, as we think about the Jews in Ezra and Nehemiah, what we recognize is that God had initially called Abraham out of his homeland, and he established within the lineage of Abraham this nation we call the children of Israel, or the Jewish nation. That nation was then called out of Abraham, and they were called to be stand apart from every other nation in their devotion to the one true God. And so what we find then is that they were called then to use that devotion, that praise towards their God, to then lead every other nation to glorify God. That was their calling, to lead other nations around them to glorify the one true God. Now, as you and I come to the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah, we recognize that the children of Israel had failed to follow God as he had instructed them, and he led the children of Israel into captivity. And what we find then is in Ezra and Nehemiah, that 70 years that God promised them that they would pay for their disobedience was now being led out, or these children of Israel were being led out back into Jerusalem, and they were then called to still lead other nations to glorify God. That's where the temple of the building of the temple would give them the ability to worship God, and people should have wondered in awe at their worship. That recognition of the security of the wall that was being built around them would define for those around them that nation of Israel. Now, I want us to understand as we look at the church today, you and I have a very similar call, as Jesus told us to let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and what? Glorify our Father in heaven. You and I have that similar call. And so I would encourage us to realize that the church today has approached a very similar crossroads to the children of Israel that they did just 70 years prior to Ezra and Nehemiah. Life today as a Christian can seem difficult. It can seem frustrating. The activities of the world can seem inviting and satisfying. Yet as you and I look at the lives of Ezra and the life of Nehemiah, we can learn so much about what it takes to rise up to God's call so that we can learn from the consequences of disobedience to God and learn of the courage to follow the calling of God. And you and I can learn from history. Well, what are we told? If you don't study history, you are what? Destined to repeat it. You recognize that the church today does not have to repeat the mistakes of the children of Israel if we would walk in the power and the equipping of the Holy Spirit. And yet, we recognize the struggles that you and I are going to face today. But you notice that Ezra and Nehemiah are rising up with great challenge and great call. And we recognize the culture that they were rising up out of. It was a culture that stood foreign to God's righteousness. Would you agree with me today that in 2022 that the church here in Lake Havasu City is rising up out of a culture that is foreign to the righteousness of God? And you and I are following very much the same cultural move out of an unrighteous culture as those that moved from captivity back into Jerusalem. But as we'll see week in and week out, God reaches into the lives of those Jews who would choose to rise up and return to Jerusalem, who would choose to rise up and build, and he would work in spite of their recent culture engagement. And so notice the reason why in verse 17 that Nehemiah specifically spoke to his call to build up the walls of Jerusalem, that there would be no more reproach. There was a building up process, and I would challenge us today that the church needs to continue to build some, from some of the cultural reproaches on the church, build some from some of the church's failures, so that we would no longer be a reproach to the lost around us. And so as we think about our calling to influence the culture towards Christ, we are rising up in such a way as not to tear down the name of Christ, but to build up the name of Christ in our city. So here's the exciting part of this calling to rise up. God's calling does not depend on our past or our cultural circumstances, but on God's word and God's power. How many of you are thankful for that, knowing your past, right? And God is not basing our work and our ability on what we used to be, but what he is through us. And that is so exciting to think about. And we'll see that over and over and over again. As we get into the book of Ezra, we will see that his calling pointed more to the rebuilding of the temple. We would say
to the building up spiritually of the children of Israel. As we get to the book of Nehemiah, we will see that God had called Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of the city, and we would say more of the physical part of the children of Israel. You and I are desperate this year to be built up spiritually. We're praying that Southwest Baptist Church might have to engage in building up physically, right? Wouldn't it be great to move out of this building into a bigger building and build towards a greater influence for the glory of God physically? You and I recognize, though, today that spiritually we are desperately in need of God continuing to do a work of building us up for His honor and for His glory. And so, as we think about rising up to glorify God, we realize our ultimate purpose is to glorify God, and our practical purpose comes as God speaks to us through His Word to do something to physically build His church for His glory. Ezra and Nehemiah provide so much for us today to learn from, and one lesson we can certainly learn over and over again as we think about God's call in our life to rise up is this letter B. You and I are going to need godly courage. You and I are going to need godly courage. We won't spend much time here this morning because we are going to see battle after battle after battle that the children of Israel, these Jews, are going to face. We're going to see some times where they're going to get tripped up, some times where they're going to get discouraged, some times where they're going to get tired. And we'll recognize over and over again that you and I need to rise up through the courage that God offers to each one of us. We've spent a lot of time last year hanging door hangers from door to door in a 2-mile radius around this church. Amen, there it is. And I was talking with some people as we strategically looked at what we wanted to do in 2022. Now you just completely discouraged my whole train of thought, all right?
Wasn't my purpose.
Oh, man, good times. But I mentioned, I have never in the 10 months, 9 months that we have hung door hangers, saw one person come because of a door hanger. Amen! 2022 starting us off really good, right?
Praise God.
But you know when we went out and we knocked on a door and somebody said, you know, I don't want any part of that. And you have to make that choice. Do I go to the next door? And you go to the next door and you go to the next door and you come in Sunday and someone comes in who you never even touched their door. God's courage calls us to go, but we recognize that God is the one that's going to build His church, right? We recognize, again, that courage to invite friends and family into our midst. We have clearly seen the statistical proof that 78% of those that will visit the first time come because of a personal invitation. Vicky is here today because of a personal invitation. Virginia is here today because of a personal invitation. Others have come because of personal invitations that we have given out. That takes courage to say, hey, we're a small group. We don't really sing that awesome, right? But I know Jesus is a part of what He is doing here at Southwest Baptist Church. And so if you can get past the out-of-tone tunes and the crackling speakers, I think God has something for you here. Isn't that exciting? But isn't it exciting? We were here Wednesday night, and, you know, it's dark on Wednesday nights right now, and I was thinking about just some of the courage that we need to continue to go forward, and a young man comes to the door, just completely out of place. Doesn't seem like he fits, doesn't seem like he should be here, and he walks in. And as I approach him, he is super excited about being here. 2 weeks in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, on a Wednesday night coming to church. I believe with all my heart you and I need to walk in the courage of God, because God has people here in Lake Havasu City that he is preparing to hear about the good news of the gospel so that they can turn their life from darkness to light and walk in the power of Jesus Christ. But you and I have to walk in the courage that God offers. Look with me in verse 19. And notice this real quick. A battle ensues. But notice verse 19. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, "What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king?" I want you to think about this as we think about courage and going forward. As you think about inviting family to Southwest Baptist Church this year, as you think about inviting neighbors and co-workers to Southwest Baptist Church, you think about the possibility that comes into our mind. You know what? They're probably just going to laugh at me. They're probably going to knock my faith a little bit because of my invitation to church. As you're going to see through Ezra and Nehemiah, I think we have to admit this morning, laughing and scorn is really the least trouble that the church is going to face in 2022. You and I can, with the courage of God, stand against a laugh. We can stand against a scorn. And some of it is because we recognize they're not laughing at us. They're not scorning us. They're scorning the one that came to save them. And you and I can rest in that courage that we can continue to go forward and not give up presenting the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ came to die for their sins just as much as he came to die for us. And they need to hear the gospel once. And they need to hear the gospel twice. And they need to hear the gospel, if they're like me, 200.5 million gazillion times, right? Let's have the courage to not give up on the laughers and the scorners of Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I remember a time we were doing a work in Vancouver Island, British Columbia. We were going around trying to invite people to our vacation Bible school, and how we had done it. And I went to this house, and it was early Saturday morning, and this guy shows up with a beer can in his hand. I mean, I'm talking early. And I hand him kind of like a door hanger like ours, big bold letters, Bethel Baptist Church. He just looked, and he just shook his head, and he just laughed. And I stood there for just a second, kind of in shock, one, because you're drinking that early, and then two, just laughing. And I walked away, and I felt a little bit of struggle for that individual. Somebody had told him that the gospel was laughable. Somebody, some culture had influenced him to think that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was scornable. And as much as I really thought in that moment, is it worth it in this city? God reminded me, every individual deserves the opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel just as much as you. If I could give it to you, why would I not want to give it to every single individual? And it's no different here in Lake Havasu City. Every individual needs the gospel. Every individual was born for one purpose, and that is to glorify God. Wouldn't it be exciting for you and I to see 1, 10, 200 people bow the knee before they die rather than after they die? Right. Because we understand, according to Scripture, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Every single individual that is born on this earth is going to glorify God. The question is, are we going to encourage them to glorify them before they meet him face to face? Or are we going to be willing to let them glorify God after they meet them face to face? You and I understand this morning there is going to always be adversaries that stand against the church. I want to encourage you, if you're not a part of our Bible studies at 9 o'clock, you and I might find fear welling up in our lives as we think about this calling and as we think about the courage. we're working through in our Sunday morning Bible studies how you and I can stand strong in our faith. And I would encourage you to come and work through that with us. But notice real quick, part of our theme is this idea, number two, to build. Not only do we need the will to rise up, you and I need to put the skill forward to build. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. I love the statement that Paul Chappell uses in Lancaster, California. Every saint a servant. Every member a minister. You and I are called to serve. We are saved to serve based on the skill that God has called us or has equipped us to serve with. You and I are not called to come to a church meeting where we can gather with people who think like us and talk like us and act like us just to sit and to soak and to shower, right? If you and I act like sponges, eventually we're going to be set aside because we stink, right? How many of you have ever had a sponge on the side of your counter that just absolutely stunk after it sucked in and sucked in and sucked in, right? You and I are called to be squeezed out into our community and to use the skill that God has given to us to build up. Now, have you ever met someone who was just up in everyone's face, but never really made a helpful impact? Anybody know somebody like that? Just always in your face, making comments. It's one thing for us to rise up. It's another thing for us to rise up with a purpose and build. God is not just calling us to make noise, but to rise up and build. This word build is mentioned 27 times between Ezra and Nehemiah. And obviously we understand that this time of transition required a lot of building. Building spiritually because they had walked in disobedience. Building physically because of that disobedience, God annihilated the city of Jerusalem. And they were going to have to build the temple and build the walls after they were ransacked and destroyed. Everything needed to be built up. But through these two books, God highlights for us the temple and the walls, spiritual and physical. I want to bring you back to that concept that I've introduced to us right as soon as we came. You and I have the opportunity to build spiritually in our lives, to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about ways next Sunday in our Vision Sunday on the equipping. How can you and I be equipped for the work of the ministry that God has called us to do? But do you know that God has called us to build up physically as well? You know it very well, Matthew chapter 28. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You and I have been called to be preachers of the good news. Now you think about this. You and I could be out of this building this year if you and I would simply just go and ask one for the Lord to build us up spiritually so that we would be prepared to build physically. And as we're asking God to prepare us spiritually, we would be asking God to prepare others spiritually as well. And if you and I would reach into our community and win one person to Christ, just one, do you understand that we would be out of this building next year? There would be no way that we would, there would be a way, but it would be against fire code, okay? There would be no way we could still be in this building. Just one. We're not asking God to just give us the whole city in one year. God doesn't have to do that. He can just give us one. If God would give us one, and then we would take the time to help them understand the Word of God, to help them understand why is the Word of God important for their life, help them understand who is God, help them understand how is Jesus Christ going to work in their lives through the Holy Spirit, help them understand how to share their faith. Just one, we would have to build physically. I desire with all my heart that we would build up spiritually. I pray that you would recognize where you are today. And you would ask God, help me on a scale of 1 to 10.
am I living, or how am I living for your glory? Am I living with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? And today I would say, hey, I'm pretty good. I've been a believer in Jesus Christ for 10, 20, 30 years. I think I'm at a 7. You know, God called us to be perfect as he is perfect. We're trying for that 10.
Do you recognize that if you would ask God, he could maybe move you to an 8? He could maybe move you to a 9? But you're going to have to build. You're going to have to get into the Word of God. You're going to have to come together and be equipped through the preaching of the gospel. God tells us that it's through the foolishness of preaching that people hear the truth of the Word of God. We're going to have to build up spiritually if we're going to move from where we are today to where God desires us to be tomorrow. But would you ask God? God, I want to build spiritually. But I would love us to see you build physically. Would you put in my path that one? That one? I was mentioning I guess it was early November when I lost my job. And then I got a new job. And I said, isn't it exciting? God gave me a whole new group of people to influence with the gospel. I had shared the gospel at the other place, and it was a bit laughed off and a bit mocked and a bit at arm's length. And God gave me a new group of people to influence with the gospel. Do you understand that as some of you return back to Lake Havasu for the winter, God is placing people in your path to reach with the gospel? Now, do you recognize that some of you are going into doctor's appointments and you're going into jobs and you're going into different stores, and God is placing people that he desires to build up for his honor and for his glory? You and I just have to recognize there's a will. Will we rise up? How many of you agree that over the years you've realized it's easy to become complacent in your Christian? But we need to ask God to give us the will to rise up. But would you ask him as well? Would you give us the ability through the skill to build up? Many of you have learned how to study the Word of God. You're just not making the choice to get in it every day. Many of you have learned the importance of the church. You're just not desiring to be a part of it every time. Would you ask God to help you to build? It's my prayer as we look at this theme throughout the year through Ezra and Nehemiah, that we see the promises of God, that we see the encouragement of God from these two books. And as we highlight God's building, God would do a work in our lives that we would rise up and build. As God leaves, as God leads in our lives through 2022, I pray that this would be a continual prayer in our heart, in our lives. God, help me rise up and build as a part of Southwest Baptist Church. I want you to think as we take a moment and pray, and then we move into our closing song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Are you willing this morning to say, God, I want you to have your way in my life in 2022? Maybe God has brought some thoughts up into your mind through this message. I don't know that my will has really been strong enough to rise up. I don't know that I've had the courage that I really desire to rise up. I don't know that I've really engaged in being a part of the building up of Southwest Baptist Church. We're going to pray in just a second. I would encourage, if God's been working on your heart through this message, that you just ask him to solidify those things and help you to realize, how do you move from here? If he would give you some scripture, if he would give you a song, if he would give you a word through his Holy Spirit on how for you to move forward from here. As we think about this idea, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Would you pray with me, Father? We're so grateful again for your word this morning. This challenge that you put in the heart of Nehemiah and Ezra. The desire that you then transferred to the children of Israel to rise up and build. I pray that we would learn some things, or have learned some things today, but also be desirous to learn some things from the the lives of the Jews as they return from captivity, that would help us to build from here for your honor and for your glory. We thank you that it is your work that we get to.
Hey, this is Pastor Rob. Before we end this time together, I just want to say thank you for taking your time to listen to this message. It is my prayer that today's message has helped you to see the glory of God just a little bit more. If you have questions about the good news of Jesus Christ, I would love to connect with you. The easiest way is to just jump over to the Connect section of our website and you can send me an email. If you live here in Lake Havasu and don't have a church home, I would love to meet you on an upcoming Sunday at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at our building on North Kiowa Boulevard.